49.
In my teens, I learned the pros and cons of popularity in school. At the time, I remember thinking that it was vastly more important to learn than history. As an adult, I found that I had those things reversed. Who as a teen could have figured how useless popularity truly is to anyone?
To say that Charles was stunned with the news would have been true.
The oldest man alive. Weren't there some folks that were testing cryogenic freezing? Didn't they count? Guess all that cryogenic stuff is just another trap used to prey on folks.
It didn't take long for the meaning in Xolia's words to hit him fully.
Are you saying that all of these folks that kept showing up could have been sent by this lady?
Charles asked, now suspicious. Xolia nodded her head. Could be. I've got a plan that might help, though. Do you mind contacting your family to let them know they might be targeted to get to you while I put it together? Charles nodded, but that question really threw him for a loop. He couldn't help but wonder if his granddaughter had been targeted because of him. Guilt started eating away at him while he used the in-game messenger to compose a letter to his entire contact list. He kept the message short, just a line or two, because his thoughts were preoccupied with what he could have done differently. After he mentally hit send, he watched the young folks putting the finishing touches on his cabin. Xolia was standing nearby, doing something in the system with the way her snake-like eyes were darting around. Charles found his mood somber as the weight of age and the concerns for his family weighed on him. He'd already taken care of arrangements for his passing and reviewed those on a yearly basis. Each family visit ended with goodbyes that might or might not be final. Now, though, he could probably measure the remaining amount of his life in days. Charles's frown deepened as he thought. While Charles would prefer to spend that time with his kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids, he knew they had their own lives to live. They hadn't visited him all too often. Instead, he had found himself surrounded more often by young men and women in this game.
Young men and women that don't know how to act right.
Charles's frown became more pronounced as his mind went down that path.
Even if that banshee lady wants me to be nicer to folks, that doesn't mean anything to me. These young folks don't know responsibility like I do. No. If I only have days or a week left, I'm going to do whatever I want. And that includes smacking around any young person that might need it.
While Charles was old-fashioned and would prefer to smack ill-behaved young men over young women, he was also a firm supporter of equality. This meant he would have no reservations with smacking a young woman either. His hand clenched around his baton in anticipation as his resolve firmed further.
Yep. They might see me as some frail old man, but someone has to teach these kids to act right.
Looks like they're done. Good, Xolia said, and her words broke Charles out of his thoughts. Which it was a good thing, because he had seen at least three folks that, while they weren't doing anything wrong, weren't dressed as decently as he would have thought appropriate. Folks that were on the verge of getting thwacked a good few times. Xolia pulled some kind of cream-colored crystal from thin air and held it out towards the cabin as soon as the last woman stepped away. The crystal was apparently some kind of magic, as the whole cabin pulled from the ground and was sucked into it. All that was left was a barren rectangular patch of dirt with an open cellar next to it.
Huh,
Charles said as Xolia handed him the crystal.
Structural crystal, cabin tier 2. Do you wish to place your structure? Yes, no.
Charles selected yes, and the cabin rushed out of the crystal into the place it just disappeared from. Charles held out the crystal and saw the prompt come up again.
Structural crystal, cabin tier 2. Do you wish to retract your structure? Yes, no.
Charles picked yes, and the cabin vanished again, sucked right back into the crystal. Charles started testing it out more, calling forth and pulling back the cabin in amazement.
It's like a new light switch.
Mr. Charles, will you stop that? Xolia said after maybe the ninth time. Charles didn't even bother to look chagrined. Instead, he just paused and looked at her.
That was neat. I wish I had this when I was walking everywhere.
So, here's my plan, Mr. Charles. You are at your level limit for the area, and while you can visit lower-leveled areas, if you stay too long, then you'll be teleported to the zone border. Instead, I've found some land that's almost perfect for you. Almost directly south is a monastery that rarely gets visitors. It's built into a mountain surrounded by swampland that are infested with gremlins. Charles listened and gave her his attention, but he wasn't really sure what she was saying.
Is she calling me a monk?
With a barely audible sigh, Xolia continued to explain, Gremlins steal things from players, even higher-level players. Most players won't be going through the swamp to bother you or wreck your cabin again. Only monk players who don't need weapons or items visit the monastery, and they only do it for their level 50 class quest. No one will bother you there.
Oh, that sounds great!
That put a smile on Charles's face. In his mind, he was already picturing how quiet it would be. We'll need to get you some new gear, though. I happen to know a guy. Let me just check if he is free, she said while looking through her system again. Which was fine with Charles because he wasn't done playing with his new structural crystal. He started summoning it in different spots, a little further back, a little closer, a bit to the right, on top of some trees.
I wonder if I can just pull out this cabin on top of folks that are talking too loud. Squish them like a bug with a book.
He wasn't sure how long he was doing it, but eventually realized Xolia was done with whatever she was doing. He gave her half a smile when he saw her just watching him.
Yes?
Charles answered. He said he'd do it, but it'll take some time to send you your new weapon and magic items over the message system.
New weapon? But I like my stick.
Your stick might be good for where you're going, but there might be folks that come bother you that it won't help you with. So you're getting a new stick. A better stick.
That makes sense.
Charles was still unsure, though. He wasn't ready to give up his current weapon just yet. It was simply too good for smacking folks in the head. All right, Mr. Charles, let me recharge your ring and then I'll be off, Xolia said with a placating smile.
What about the monastery? Aren't you taking me there?
Charles was baffled as she touched the ring on his finger that he used to summon her. No, Mr. Charles, you'll need to get there yourself. Don't worry, though, it's not too far away, and these adventurers already agreed to get you there, she answered. It was only at that point that Charles looked at her smiling mouth with her pointed teeth and thought she looked menacing. It was the same feeling as calling a friend for a ride and them telling you they were busy. It had been a long time since he had felt that feeling. Charles was considering whether to play the dissatisfied customer or pitiful old man to try to get her to change her mind when a loud and obnoxious voice called out from behind him. "Don't worry, honored elder," Red Baron said. "We'll get you there." The man gave Charles a big, honest smile that Charles immediately hated.
"Damn young folk."
"See you later, Mr. Charles," Xolia said, as she vanished in a flash of light.
"I missed my chance."
He couldn't help but voice his thoughts with some very vehement mutters.
"Stupid kids distracting me, made me miss getting a quick ride. Now I gotta walk the whole way. She must have meant to do this from the beginning. Walking isn't even healthy for me here. It's a damn video game."
It was at that point the dead body of the giant squid started moving. The head of a rock troll, a head bigger than Charles's whole body, peeked out. Even Charles stopped his muttering when he heard the creature's words.
"Is it safe now?"